Now I'll take you through a session of pelvic floor exercises. We'll be using three different positions, lying on your side, sitting backwards on a chair, and standing. If I've asked you to use different positions than these, then use the positions I've asked you to, but follow the instructions. We'll be doing one set of deep abdominal exercises followed by one set of pelvic floor exercises. If I've specifically asked you not to do pelvic floor exercises, or I haven't asked you to do them yet, simply do deep abdominal exercises for the whole session. We'll be doing a set of five of each to start with a 30-second break between sets. As you improve, you may be able to skip the break between sets and do up to 10 in a row of either the deep abdominal or pelvic floor exercises. Start by lying on your side. Try to alternate sides each time you do the session. Place your hand on your lower abdomen just above the pubic bone and let the abdomen sink outwards and drop into your hand. This is the starting position. Feel the gentle movement of the abdomen as you breathe. This should continue unchanged throughout the session so you know you're breathing normally. Breathe in and out gently. Continue the same depth of breathing throughout the session. Now breathe in and gently breathe out. Stop breathing just for a moment. Without breathing in, gently pull the lower abdomen in slowly towards the spine by just a fraction. Hold it there and continue breathing. Breathe in and out gently three times. At the end of the third breath out, release and feel your abdomen gently sink outwards again. Have a rest. Now gently pull in. Hold, breathing in and out three times. And release. Gently pull in. Continue breathing. And release. Pulling in, holding, count your breaths. At the end of the breath out, let go. Last one, gently tightening and hold. And release. Now continue relaxed breathing for 30 seconds until we start the next set. Now remember, how well you do these exercises and how often you do a session are the main factors determining your progress, so keep up the enthusiasm, concentrate for the whole session, and you'll be one step closer to your goal. Continue to focus on your breathing. And now we're ready for the next set. Gently draw in the lower abdomen. Hold as you breathe. Three breaths, then release. Couple of breaths to relax. Now gently draw in. Continue breathing. Three breaths. And let go. Drawing in, remember, keep it a gentle movement. And let go. Two more. Drawing in gently, it should feel effortless. And release. Last one, gently drawing in, holding, relaxed breathing, shouldn't feel like you're doing much at all, and letting go. Now bring your attention to the urethra where you pass urine. Gently and slowly draw the urethra upwards into the body and hold there as you breathe. At the end of your third breath out, let it release. Feel it lower. Take a break. Now again, drawing upwards and inwards, holding, continue breathing. Focus on the regularity of your breathing. and release. Drawing in, holding, really focus on the feeling of release, let go. Now we'll let the muscles have a break for about 30 seconds as you move into the upright position and sit backwards on a chair, one leg each side. As you go to sit down, gently poke your bottom out so that you're sitting with a gentle arch in your back when you sit down, but without any effort to hold it there. Let your tummy drop forwards into a relaxed position and have your forearms resting on the front of the chair. Now we're ready to start the next set of deep abdominal and pelvic floor exercises. Gently draw the lower tummy inwards towards the spine and holding as you breathe. Count your breaths in and out. Right at the end of the third breath out, release. Take a break. Draw in, holding as you breathe. And let go. Drawing in. Natural breathing without effort. And release. Keep your concentration gently drawing in. And release. Last one. Drawing in just above the pubic bone. Hold as you breathe. And let go. Relax in this position now for about 30 seconds, just watching the rhythm of your breathing, and let your muscles get ready for the next set, which is pelvic floor. Take your attention now to the urethra just below the pubic bone. Draw up slowly from here and continue breathing. Lowering slowly and fully, keep breathing. Drawing up again, pelvic floor. Focus on it holding as you breathe. And let go. Slowly drawing up again. Keep your attention in this area. Don't let the mind wander. And let go. Two more. Drawing inwards around the urethra. And release. Last one. And let go. Now we've got one more position, which is standing upright. So come into the upright position now and have your hand resting on the lower part of your abdomen just above the pubic bone. Let the tummy sink into your hand. Let the knees be a little bit soft, not locked, but slightly bent. Take a relaxed breath, ready to start the last set, deep abdominal exercises. Draw the lower tummy slowly away from your hand. Feel it lift slightly towards the lower spine. And hold. End of the third breath out. Let it sink down. Feel it sink into your hand. Lifting slowly in the lower part of the tummy. letting go. Drawing inwards. This is the muscle that should be protecting you all the time when you're in upright standing and doing your daily activities. Let it go. Draw in very gradually. Hold there gently. And release. Last one. Pulling lower tummy in. Keep it holding. Eventually, this muscle will be able to hold for minutes at a time. And let it go. We'll have a break before the last set of pelvic floor exercises. You may feel that when you do the deep abdominal exercise, the pelvic floor slightly draws in. If you don't feel that, don't worry. Eventually, you probably will feel that. For the time being, just focus on the deep abdominals. When you do the pelvic floor exercise, you will probably feel the lower tummy moving gently in, and that's normal. The breathing should continue normally, and the upper abdomen should stay relaxed. Now for the pelvic floor, last set. Focus on the urethra. It's a lift upwards away from the floor, holding it there as you breathe. Keep it lifted the whole time. And lower back down towards the floor. Draw inwards and upwards. And release. Drawing in again. Letting go all the way. Drawing in. Letting go. The release is just as important as the tightening. Last one. Gentle lift upwards. Keep it holding. Keep the focus. And let it go. Now to finish the session, switch the muscles back on and try to keep them on for as long as you can during your daily activities. Pull that lower tummy in just a fraction. The pelvic floor comes upwards just a little bit, but it feels effortless. Your breathing continues normally, and now you can hold this while you carry on with your daily activity. Congratulations, you're one step closer to your goal.